Hey guys, welcome back. Another Dance Chat with Coach Mickey. And today I'm going to talk to you about the 8 reasons why I'm so mad today. Right after this, stay tuned. All right, welcome back. And today we're going to be talking about why I am so mad today, the 8 reasons why. So here we go. Number one reason, I'm not at Walt Disney World. So as you can tell, I'm not really mad. It was kind of a clickbait. Sorry about that. But yes, my number one reason why I am so mad today is I am not at the happiest place on earth. I'm sitting here at my house, and today officially marks my 80 days mark out away from our vacation. So I'm not really mad, but I am going to talk to you about some of the things that I'm most excited about Walt Disney World and what I'm looking forward to. So number two thing as to why I'm, I guess not really mad, but jealous that I'm not at Walt Disney World is I love their food. I cannot wait to eat the food at Walt Disney World parks. Like, we are going during the actual Food and Wine Festival. So if you've never been to Walt Disney World, they have festivals throughout the year at Epcot. And one of them is called the Food and Wine Festival. And at that festival, you get to taste all kinds of delicious treats from all around the world. And that I cannot wait for. I am really looking forward to chowing down on some of these delicious treats. And I can't wait to have my favorite food there, which is a churro. And if you haven't had a Disney Parks churro, then man, you don't know what you're missing out. That stuff is the best food in the entire world. Now, my number three reason is I love the rides, and I am so bummed I'm not riding on these rides, and I'm especially bummed that I'm not riding on the Millennium Falcon. Like, holy bonolies. Like, I don't even know what words I can say here, but I cannot wait to pilot that Millennium Falcon and go into hyperdrive. Like, this is gonna be the most bomb experience I have ever had in my entire life. So yes, I am looking forward to going on rides, and I'm bummed I'm not there right now doing that. Now, my number four reason why I'm so mad that I'm not at the Walt Disney World parks right now is I love to be there with my family. The family experience of going to the parks is just something that I can't even put into words. We literally have an obsession with Disney, with the princesses and the characters and the overall like vibe that the Disney parks provide for you and your family. It is so uplifting, and it's so bringing your family together. So I'm going to talk about the other four reasons why I'm mad I'm not at the Walt Disney World parks right after these messages. So stay tuned. Want to see more of what's going on behind the scenes at a dance competition? Well, then look no further. Right there on YouTube, you can find us on Dance Spot Family Vlogs. That YouTube channel has nothing but great behind the scenes events of what it's really like being at a dance competition with our studio. So come check us out. Go to YouTube, click on Dance Spot Family Vlogs. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, and don't forget to hit that bell notification so that every time we upload a video, you will get notified and get to see all the fun action first. All right, hope to see you there. Okay, welcome back, and I'm sorry if you stuck with us and you're mad that I clickbaited you, but yes, today I'm talking about the 8 reasons why I'm so mad today, and it's not really that I'm mad, I'm just jealous that I'm not having fun with my family at the Walt Disney World parks. We are officially 80 days away from our vacation today, and so I thought it would be a fun way to just talk about the things that I'm most excited about and why I'm jealous I'm not there right now. So number 5 in my countdown is I'm jealous and I'm mad that I'm not at Walt Disney World today because I love the resorts there. We've stayed at several different places on the Walt Disney World resorts. And my favorite that we've never gotten to stay at is the one that I absolutely cannot wait to go to. I haven't revealed it, but today I'm going to. So we are going to be officially staying at the Riverside. We are going to be staying in the Princess Rooms, the one that's designed around the whole theme of Tiana. Now, the first day we get there, we're actually going to be staying at the Port Orleans, and we're going to be staying at the French Quarter part of the Port Orleans. So that first day is going to be a lot of fun. We've never stayed at that part of the park or at that resort. And then we move over into the Riverside part, which is the big old mansion looking places that look like plantations from, you know, the old South. So we're really looking forward to that. Now, the reason why we picked that resort was because of the quietness that we have seen in several vlogs of people talking about how just quiet that resort is. Now, we've stayed at several other resorts. We've stayed at the value resorts and at the deluxe resorts. And I'm going to tell you, the deluxe resorts are amazing. They have all the amenities, great restaurants, and all that kind of stuff, but they're so pricey. Now, the value resorts are great if you're there to extremely just go to the parks and use that place as a place to just sleep in between your park hopping. However, for us, we wanted some kind of resort chill too. So we didn't want to spend a heck of a lot of money, but we also didn't want to have like 5,000 little kids running around and it being loud and crazy. So we wanted some of the amenities that you get from the deluxe resorts. So that's why we picked the moderate resorts. And I think the Riverside Port Orleans is going to be one of the best ones that we've ever gone to. And I'm really looking forward to just chilling by the pool, relaxing with my drinks, and having fun watching Aubrey splish splash around in the pool. So my number six reason why I'm so mad today is that I am jealous that I don't get to see my characters. That's right. I love to see Mickey Mouse in real life. And I'm going to tell you something. I have not seen the Mickey Mouse that talks with his mouth and, you know, his eyes move. So that's going to be kind of freaky. But I'm really looking forward to doing that and seeing the talking Mickey. That will probably make me cry. And I'm looking forward to seeing Aubrey, of course, and her first time experience actually seeing princesses in real life. It's just going to be amazing. So seeing the characters and doing the meet and greet with characters is something I'm really looking forward to. And I'm jealous I'm not there doing it right now. Now, my number seven reason why I am so mad that I'm not at the Disney parks right now is I love to go on vacation. I love it. And I have not had a real vacation with my family in over 8 years. Taking vacations is really important for your family to come together and to have that woo-saw moment from your everyday life. So even if you just take a vacation by going to a pool or a hotel for a weekend and letting the kids run around in the pool or going to the lake or going to the zoo, whatever it is that you want to do, I really think it is important that families take time out of their lives and have some just chill times. So that's my number seven reason why I'm so jealous I'm not at that park, because I'm ready for a family vacation. Now, my number eight reason why I'm so jealous I'm not at the Walt Disney World parks. Well, I'm going to tell you that when we get right back after this. So what's up, everybody? It's Coach Mickey, and I have some exciting news. Our Dance Chat podcast is going to be switching up a little bit in the next couple weeks. We're going to be talking all about Walt Disney World because our family just booked its flights, just paid for its trip. We are going to Walt Disney World and Universal Studios this upcoming fall. We cannot wait. And I'm going to be talking all about that in our next couple podcasts. So yes, Dance Chat with Coach Mickey is still going to be here. We're still going to be talking about dance stuff, but we're also going to be starting to talk about Walt Disney World and Universal. And we want you to be a part of all the experience with us. So come back every week. every Tuesday, 10 a.m., and get to hear what's going on behind the scenes and getting ready for our Walt Disney World vacation coming up real soon. All right, welcome back for my 8 reasons why I'm so mad today, which I'm really not mad. I'm just jealous I'm not at the Walt Disney World parks, but I'm going to tell you my number one reason why I'm so jealous and mad that today marks my 80 days out and I'm still not at those Disney parks is because we still have to go to Dance Nationals. So yes, this was going to turn into a dance thing. I know you thought I was going to be all about Disney, but yes, I'm going to be talking about the dance thing. We are literally 2 weeks away from Dance Nationals. We have 2 Wednesday practices left, 2 Sunday practices left, and then we're there. So tomorrow the kids have another practice, and then they only have 3 left, and oh my gosh, I can't wait. Now, I have not been at any of their practices, so I don't really know hands-on what's been going on in the studio, but I can tell you that I've seen some of the videos, and I'm actually really surprised. I love the choreography changes Courtney has done with the routines. I think they look phenomenal, actually. I think they really add a lot more dynamics to the routines, and I think it's going to help upgrade it a little bit as far as those choreography scores that we had at our regionals. Now, yes. Is it still stressful in the studio? Of course, because they're teenage kids and we've got a lot of stress and it's summertime and it's nationals and some of the kids are just so over this and they're ready to go on to the new season. I mean, they've been doing these routines since last fall, you know, literally since last August. So most of them are just like so over redoing routine again and again. But I know how our kids are. The minute they hit that stage, man, it's all about performing. It's all about showing out. And I know that they're going to get that fire back in. And they're going to be able to be like super bomb on stage. Now, I can't wait to see what happens with these kids at their first out-of-state nationals. Bravo Nationals, we've never been to. They're literally competing against only novice kids and only intermediate kids. So this is going to be huge for them. They're not going to be competing overall for that, you know, big re-performing event against anyone else other than their own level. So they have the opportunity to get out and do something that at Talent on Parade usually only goes to advanced teams or once in a while an intermediate team and very rarely a novice team in getting to do the re-performing. So that's something that's a goal for them that they've never achieved. And that would be extremely, extremely exciting if one of our routines got recognized to be able to do that. Now you're probably thinking like, why am I not talking about winning? Because I really don't care about winning. Like I do, yes, I love to win. Don't get me wrong. I hate losing. But I also know with winning comes a lot of controversy and it comes with a lot of stress and it comes with even sometimes a lot of jealousies. So do I want one kid to win in a solo? Of course. But then again, that can also cause other teammates to get jealous and pit against each other. So that I kind of don't like. Do I want my team routines to win? Of course. But then again, we've got baby diamonds and big diamonds. If the baby diamonds win, does that make the big diamonds jealous that the baby diamonds won and they didn't win? Hopefully, they do not feel that way. Hopefully, they are proud no matter who wins. That they can see that it represents all of us, no matter who's in that first place position. If we ever get into that first place position. Do I think we have a shot at it? Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because we have placed top 5s in novice and we've placed top 10s in the intermediate bracket at 2 regionals. So my chances and my thoughts and my hopes are that yes, it's gonna be a lot harder than the regionals were, but they have a chance to do even better because every competition they have done a little bit better at every competition. So if they keep in that progression, then yes, they really have shots to come out in the top, which would be amazing. I would hate to drive 5 hours up to Ames, Iowa, have us all spend this kind of money, go through the stress and the controversy that we've had to with like the kids, like kind of like dealing with so much and sick of, you know, running their routines and just that whole end of the season kind of like just overall wellness. I would hate for that to be destroyed by them getting absolutely nothing, like having a complete blackout. So I'm hoping and I'm praying that my predictions are correct in this. And that is my number one reason why I'm not happy today that I'm at Nationals. Because once I go to Nationals, that's it. That means I'm at Walt Disney World. That's my next step. So yes, that's my number one reason. I am upset that I'm not at Walt Disney World Parks today. Means that we have not gone to Nationals yet and we still got 2 weeks to go. All right, so I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. It's a little bit different than the other ones. And please go check out our YouTube channel because I did these adorable ears that I made with my granddaughter, Aubrey. And they were so cute. They're Disney, how to make Disney ears, do it yourself kind of things. We did it without sewing and we did it for really cheap. And it was a lot of fun. It was such a fun project to do with her. And it gets her even more excited about Walt Disney World and our upcoming vacation. So yeah, go check that out on our YouTube channel, Dance Spot Family Vlogs. And I'll see you guys here next week for another dance chat with Coach Mickey. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a great week. Peace out.